Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
Keep up on the day's news, talk, and sports on Wisconsin's home for locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Stacey Lynn in Washington. Montana has become the first state in the country to completely ban TikTok. The law will try to prevent new downloads from app stores. But intelligence analyst Alan Liska says this will be difficult.
Even if Google and Apple put in some sort of restriction in the app store to prevent those kind of downloads from the state of Montana, drive across state lines, get a VPN, all of those things will allow you to very easily and quickly bypass it.
The law goes into effect in January. Prince Harry and his wife Meghan Markle say they were chased by paparazzi after attending a charity event in Midtown Manhattan Tuesday night. CBS's Errol Barnett with details.
At one point, the couple jumped into the back of Suk Chong Sing's yellow cab outside the 19th precinct, but he only drove them around for about 10 to 15 minutes.
They were following us the whole time. You know, there was nothing reckless or anything like that, but they were following us.
The couple finally arrived at the police station where they were able to switch cars and get home safely.
And the photo agency says in a statement they will be conducting a thorough investigation. Embattled Congressman George Santos won't be expelled from the U.S. House, at least for now. Scott McFarlane is on Capitol Hill.
U.S. House Democrats were trying to get a vote to expel George Santos, the troubled first-term congressman from New York who faces 13 federal criminal charges, including fraud, or at a minimum, put Republicans on the record defending him. But Republican House leaders intervened instead, voting to formally refer the matter to the House Ethics Committee, which is already investigating Santos.
According to newly unsealed court documents, the wife of a California radiologist repeatedly told authorities her husband intentionally drove his car off a cliff in an attempt to kill his family. She also told them he was depressed. Her husband told investigators he was pulling over to check a flat tire when the Tesla surged over the cliff in January. The man's pleaded not guilty to three counts of attempted murder. Heat waves are only going to get worse.
Chris Hewitt with the World Meteorological Organization in Switzerland gives this warning.
Expect there to be more heat waves.
And he says they'll be of greater severity because the planet is on track to have its hottest year ever soon.
One of the reasons that we're seeing it to be very likely we'll get a record is because the last record in 2016 was during a very strong El Nino event. So this is warm conditions in the tropical Pacific.
And just days ago, NOAA announced that El Nino is about to make a comeback. Matt Piper, CBS News.
Loud explosions have been heard in Kyiv. The scope of the attack is still unclear. This is CBS News.
Need to hire quality candidates fast? You need Indeed. Their powerful hiring platform helps you attract, interview, and hire candidates all in one place. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
I always wanted to learn Spanish, but I never thought I'd have the time. Then I discovered Babbel.
Babbel's lessons are fun. They only take like 10 or 15 minutes, and in 3 weeks, presto, you're starting to speak another language, like magic.
I love that Babbel's lessons aren't just robots talking. They're voiced by native speakers, so you get the pronunciation just right.
If you want to learn a language, there's no faster, easier, better way than
Babbel.
Babbel.
Babbel. Go to Babbel.com to try for free. That's Babbel.com. Babbel.com.
Discover MyPillow 2.0, Mike Lindell's upgraded pillow. Soft, smooth, and cool with temperature-regulating fabric. There's a limited time buy one, get one free offer using promo code COMFORT. Proudly made in the USA, 10-year warranty, and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Visit MyPillow.com, click Radio Podcast Square for the BOGO deal. Use promo code COMFORT or call 1-800-976-6949 now.
I'm looking at the phone lines. I'm seeing some familiar faces. Once in a minute, Gene of Eau Claire.
Well, welcome back, Matt. I really miss you. We've been missing getting woke every morning, but now we'll get woke in the afternoon.
Once in a minute, Andrew of Detroit.
Professor, it's so nice you're back. We missed you during your vacation, and I'm very happy to be in your class for the semester.
Thanks a lot for calling in. I appreciate all my callers.
Tune in to Matt Flynn Direct, Monday through Friday, 3 to 4 p.m.
From the Civic Media News Desk, I'm Melissa Kay. Here's what you need to know. Following is a list of upcoming meetings and notices in the listening area for Thursday, May 18th. In Wood County, the assessment roll of the City of Wisconsin Rapids will be completed and open for public examination from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. at the City Assessor's office and online at the City's website. The assessor will be available in person and by phone or email to answer questions regarding property assessments. The City of Wisconsin Rapids Board of Review will meet next week on the 25th to hear sworn testimony from property owners who object to their assessments. Oral or written intent to file an objection must be filed 48 hours prior to that meeting. In Portage County, the Transportation Coordinating Committee will meet at 1 p.m. at 2700 Week Street in Stevens Point. The Groundwater Citizens Advisory Committee will meet at 7 p.m. at the Portage County Annex in Conference Room 5. I'm Melissa Kay for Civic Media News.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Partly cloudy skies overnight with lows around 42. Southeasterly winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Highs around 74 tomorrow. Lows around 50. Tomorrow night, scattered thunderstorms likely. Low 60s Friday with a chance for scattered showers. Low 70s Saturday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 49.
From the home of NASCAR's Dick Trickle, locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM, your news, talk, and sports station. Must tell you, the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. Now live from the Devil Radio Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning. Welcome to the Devil's Advocate Show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics. Please allow me to introduce myself. Here is your host, Mike Crute.
Welcome to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Dom, I've declared it a two for Tuesday.
What do we get for two of? What do we get two of?
Well, you know, you get two things for the price of one or something of that sort. Like two PBRs for a buck down at the bar. It's the happy hour. Right. It's a twofer.
That's a twofer. It's always the devil's advocate. You get twofer. You get Crudy. You get me. Of course, Evan on the board and our fair audience. Way more than two, but it's a twofer. Tuesday, welcome everyone.
I heard our fine colleague, Jane Mantineer, talking about the new Wisconsin roadway maps. With a magical Wisconsin featured, I'm thinking I gotta stop at a rest area and get me a free map and, you know, maybe use the head. It's a twofer.
It's a twofer.
So welcome to it.
Yeah, man.
Dominic, I understand our president, Joe Biden's gonna cut his trip short. Get back to what? Negotiating with terrorists?
Yeah, it's gotta do something, right?
Don't even wanna hear about that. Not yet, anyways.
We'll get to it next hour.
Let's turn our attention to our own backyard, Dom. Guest columnist over at the Cap Times, you brought it to my attention. Oh, yeah, and shouldn't you tell people about the backed up traffic if they're driving on 43 South?
Yes, apparently, Crudy told me as I was coming into the studio today in Milwaukee, 43 southbound, backed up all the way from Glendale to downtown. That was a half hour ago. Apparently, Crudy, what, a motorcycle accident shutting down the freeway, 43 southbound. So, folks, be careful out there and take an alternative path. That's what I had to do.
I had to give you a personal traffic report just so you get to work, damn it. Get to work.
I've got a radio show. Yeah, so hopefully everyone's okay. Motorcycle accident, scary. Very warm today here in Milwaukee, Wisconsin for a minute, and now it's like 62 degrees out.
Oh, no kidding. We still
That's crazy over here.
Relatively yeah. Nice weather, although it got a little hazy out there. Dom, here's where I want to start.
All right.
How do Republicans hate democracy? Oh. Let me count the ways.
So many ways.
Our friend Spencer Black, are you going to take this one?
Yeah, man,
we're going to tag team it. It's a twofer Tuesday.
It's a twofer. Here's what Spencer Black had to say at thecaptimes.com. Republicans sure seem to hate democracy. In a multitude of ways, Republicans are subverting the most basic principle of our nation, that the people decide. Like a tin pot dictatorship, they are using the heavy hand of government power to try to remain in power regardless of how regardless of the vote of the people. Here are five ways, says Spencer Black, the Republicans are working to weaken democracy. First, they're trying to make it harder for people to vote, especially those people who are most likely to vote against them. Second, they are rigging elections through extreme partisan gerrymandering. Third, they want to eliminate the ability of citizens to vote directly on important issues. Fourth, they seek to nullify the decisions of the electorate by overturning elections when they don't like the results. And finally, when they lose an election, they are doing everything they can to curtail the power or even expel those elected. These are unfortunately way too many examples of these tactics to detail a fraction of them in this column. There's so many of them, Curdy. So here's just a sampling to give you a sense of what's going on, according to Spencer Black. Quote, number one, limiting the right to vote. A recent meeting of Republican National Committee donors discussed ways to limit voting by college students because they're voting against Republicans. Texas Republicans are now considering legislation to ban voting on college campuses. In Arizona, heavily armed Republicans in tactical gear sought to intimidate voters, depositing their ballots in drop boxes.
What about number two, Tom? Rigging elections. Kevin McCarthy, you know, Bill Press's buddy. Kevin McCarthy is the Speaker of the House because of a razor-thin Republican majority. A majority so thin that the GOP is desperately trying to hold onto the vote of George Santos, who has been indicted on 13 felonies. Republicans control the House only because of the extreme partisan gerrymandering in states they control, including Florida, Texas, Tennessee, Alabama, Utah, Georgia, and Ohio. And I would include Wisconsin in that, but Spencer does not for some reason.
Spencer continues again. How do Republicans hate democracy? Let us count the ways. I'll jump in here, Curdy. Limiting the ability of citizens to vote on key issues. Ohio Republicans are seeking to make it harder for voters to amend the state constitution by requiring a supermajority of the electorate in a referendum.
Hold on, Don. I just want to remind the audience who's really funding this anti-governmental, anti-democracy action. It's the Ulines. It's Dick and Liz Uline from across the border down there in Illinois. They fund most of the malfeasance going on here in the state of Wisconsin. Why should the Buckeye State be excluded?
Hey, welcome to the party, pal. They are concerned that voters will use a public vote to bypass the gerrymandered legislature in order to keep abortion legal and outlaw gerrymandering.
Dominic, what about nullifying votes of the electorate? In Texas, Republicans want the power to overturn the election results in the state's largest county. In a state with 254 counties, the measure would apply only to Democratic voting, Harris County. A singular ability to overturn the votes in one Democratic-controlled county reminds you very much of the Trump recall here in the state of Wisconsin and the proposal by his lawyer, Jim Troupas. You should know that guy's name. Jim Troupas wanted to throw out his own vote in Dane County. His own absentee vote. He wanted to disenfranchise himself, you know, because he also wanted to disenfranchise, 170,000, 200,000 absentee voters in the most populous, most Democratic, and most Joe Biden voting counties in the state of Wisconsin. Man, that's got echoes, doesn't it?
Well, he'd be more than happy to martyr his own vote to take many, many others with him. Spencer Black goes on to this one, Crudy. Subverting the choice of the voters. When all else fails, Republicans are expelling the choices of voters or reducing their power. In Tennessee, the GOP expelled two Democratic state representatives. In Florida, Governor Ron DeSantis kicked out of office the elected Democratic state attorney of Hillsborough County. In Iowa, Republicans stripped away the powers of the state auditor, the only Democrat elected statewide.
And Dominic Spencer Black points out in the Cap Times piece, the Republican attack on democracy is certainly evident here in Wisconsin. Our legislature is the most gerrymandered in the nation, giving Republicans overwhelming control, virtually regardless of the people's vote. The Republicans have sought to make voting harder by limiting early voting, banning drop boxes, and imposing tough standards on student voters. And when the voters chose Democrats for governor and attorney general, held on, Republicans limited their power in a desperate lame duck session. They connived to keep control of the Natural Resources Board by having their appointee refused to leave his seat even after his term expired, and now they are considering a ban on advisory referendums by local government, but not by the gerrymandered state legislature. You know, good for me, but not for thee.
Curtis Spencer Black concludes, no wonder a recent study found that Wisconsin, where democracy once thrived, is now the third worst among the states for the health of our democracy. Spencer Black, 26 years in the state legislature and chair of the Assembly Natural Resources Board and the Assembly Democratic leader.
I always like Spencer Black, and I think he makes a keen observation, Dom. Democracy is nearly dead here in the state of Wisconsin. If you're actually looking for representation of what the people want through the elected people that they actually vote for, and of course in statewide elections, look at the most recent example, the Protasiewicz race. It was a landslide statewide. And you know why, Dom? Of course, because Dobbs, because of the abortion ban here in the state of Wisconsin, we have reverted to an 1849 law. And what do you know? Young people in the state are turning out the highest voting numbers in the nation, like 50% turnout. So how can these Republicans make it harder for those people to vote? Because if they're going to go vote in Democrat, Dom, if they're going to vote for some liberal like Protasiewicz that might restore their rights, you know, if the piece of legislation came down the pike, or the, you know, I guess that would be what a lawsuit, Dom.
Or a court case, sure.
Then they might actually see their rights restored as they had been for 52 years before they were stripped by the conservative majority on the Wisconsin U.S. Supreme Court. Remember when we used to trust the federal courts because you couldn't trust the gerrymandered partisan courts here in the state of Wisconsin and say, well, you can't gerrymander a state court. Well, it sure as hell was partisan. And they sure supported every gerrymander that came down the pike that created this circumstance that, what, we're the third worst? I mean, who's worse than us? North Korea and Mississippi? What are we missing?
Let this be a lesson to the younger voters who turned out in droves. You know, this is now the strategy. You heard Cleta Mitchell. We've talked about it. Very upset. And if you don't know Jim Troopers, you better know who Cleta Mitchell is. If you don't know, Google it. You got to know who these folks are. They are players. Cleta Mitchell came out and her organization said, oh, these college kids, Crudy, it's just too easy for them to vote. They get up in their dorm room, they roll out, they stumble downstairs, and they go to the hall, and they can just cast their vote right there. We need to look at this. We need to do something about this. Not at all looking at whether or not it's their policies and the politics that they practice in. Maybe they should look in the mirror and say, why are we not attracting these kids? Well, they know why. Of course they know why. So they're not going to even try to convince these young kids, as Cleta Mitchell says, it makes it too easy to vote. No, we're going to try to make it harder to vote, because if that's the way you're going to go, well, then we're going to make it harder for you.
Who's the guy that's going to save the Republican Party, Dom? There's only one guy, the wanker, of course.
Yes.
And his Young Adolf America's Foundation.
Yes, he is now in charge of getting that youth conservative organized, those college Republicans, and getting them out.
Well, he's got to turn back the indoctrination on campus, Tom.
Yeah.
And it all starts with a little book banning. And that has been proposed here by Wisconsin legislative Republicans. Come back with us. It's Tuesday. It's a twofer. You know, like two PBRs for the price of one. Two of the greatest radio hosts, Andy Ebone, and perhaps you on the phones as well. 844-967-2789.
From Alexander Field to the Central Business District, locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Pork or tofu, the bowl options at Freshfin are endless. Check them out at the corners of Brookfield, Bayshore Mall, East Side, and Third Ward, or online at freshfin.com.
This is the story of a very special woman. Just a few knew about her superpowers. In a matter of seconds, she turned herself into a great mathematician. She masqueraded as a regular person at work, but as a superhero at home. Everyone knows her as Gabriella. I still call her Mom.
Your hero needs you now. And AARP is here to help.
Find the care guides you need to help, complete with tips and resources, at aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
Miss our conversations on air? Join the discussion on our social media channels. Find Civic Media on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. You can also find social media for specific shows and hosts on our website. Go to civicmedia.us.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Partly cloudy skies overnight with lows around 36. Easterly winds around 5 miles an hour. Highs around 70. Tomorrow, a blend of clouds and sun. Scattered thunderstorms likely tomorrow night. Lows dip down to about 56. Cloudy. Upper 60s Friday and Saturday with a chance for scattered storms Friday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Eric Height. Currently, it's 36 degrees.
Keeping Southeast Wisconsin informed, engaged, and entertained. This is The Shaw. 540 AM and 101.1 FM. WAUK.
The Devil's Advocates.
And we're back from the 420 break. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show. You can always join us on the lines at 844-967-2789.
Tom, I got a question. I was just checking on our stream listeners. Love it when people get the Civic Media app. And I was looking at our southernmost listener, Melbourne, Australia. Shout out. It's winter there, isn't it? I don't think it's ever wintered in Australia, is it? But anyways, in the northernmost listeners right now, currently, Marquette, Michigan, and then someone up like Iron Mountain. And I got to tell you guys, I'm a little envious of your legalized marijuana status there in the UP. Right. But here's the part I'm not clear on. Michigan is a time zone ahead of us, right? Is the UP on Central Time and the rest of the Mitten on Eastern Time? Or are they literally due north of us? Actually, you know what I mean? Are they basically equivalent to us, but they're in a different time zone? Is it 520 where you're listening in the UP? I'm very confused.
That's a great question. Because
then it's the 520 break.
I don't know, but if I'm a betting man, I'd say they're on, you know, like lower Michigan's time. They're Eastern. That'd be my bet.
844-967-2789. You know, there are states with split time zones. I believe Arizona's one of them. It's a little confusing, depending on the time of year, whether or not you're in daylight savings or not. Dom, keeping our attention here on the great state of Wisconsin, we've got a new proposition the Wisconsin GOP have let off, at least a couple of their finer legislative, let's call them pieces, have their own legislative pieces. Dom, the GOP bill would restrict books and prosecute school staff. According to Isaiah Holmes, the original reporting at the Wisconsin Examiner, Republican lawmakers are proposing to remove certain books from schools. That's called banning books, right, Dom? And prosecute school staff who allow students to access materials deemed inappropriate.
Deemed by whom?
Yes, by them, right? A co-sponsorship memo entitled Project Childhood Innocence.
Oh, see, it sounds so nice.
Authored by Waukesha Republican Rep. Scott Allen. That's where Big Ugly used to work. And Senator Andre Jacques, Republican from DePere. Shout out WGBW people. Listen, up by DePere. I can't believe you have Andre Jacques trying to protect your children's innocence by banning books. One proposed bill removes protections of schools and their staff against prosecution for obscene materials violation. The other bill prohibits a school district from using the library funds to purchase any item that would be considered obscene material. again, by whom? And the standard, of course, being set by these square, uptight Republicans that want to ban books. The Wisconsin Examiner first reported last May on emails sent by former Rep. Jesse James, then a Republican from Altoona, showing that James had been provided a list of potentially, let's call them, inappropriate books by parents in his district. The books on the list dealt with LGBTQ topics and characters, issues of gender identity and sexuality, and the burden of overcoming, wait for it, Dom, racial stereotypes and inequality.
Oh, that's all. We can't possibly have that kind of indoctrination going on in our schools, say the Republicans.
So those books must be banned. James approached school districts in his assembly district to determine whether they had copies of the books on the list. So they just decided which books they were going to ban and then went looking for them. Like, hey, do you have these books we want to ban? We don't even know. We're looking. We're asking right now. The emails also discuss plans to open up librarians and teachers to prosecution for providing such materials. How dare they? We could arbitrarily choose to prosecute you because we don't like that book at any given time. I like this sort of power, Dom.
Well, books about overcoming the burden of racial stereotypes and inequality, gender identity, right? LGBTQ topics and characters. Oh, my goodness. Can't possibly, you know, talk about the real world.
Dominic Allen Jacques and other school districts also discussed nearly identical copies of the list and used it to remove books. The banning has begun.
Book removals. Crudy, now the effort is making its expected debut in the legislature. Quote, imagine your middle school student shows you a book that they are reading from school in which characters describe how to perform oral sex. The memo circulated by Jacques and Allen reads, most parents would be shocked that a student could find a book with this type of sexually explicit material in their school library. Since the pandemic, parents have paid more attention to what material their students are encountering and demanding that their students not encounter sexually explicit material in school.
Don't tell them what's on their kids' smartphones. Please, please, God, don't tell them.
The memo references Wisconsin statutory language, which, quote, makes clear that obscene material is sexual conduct described in an offensive way with no educational value, unquote. Which is ironic because, of course, that list we referenced earlier, LGBTQ topics, characters, gender issues of gender identity and sexuality, and the burden of overcoming racial stereotypes and inequality, certainly doesn't seem like oral sex teaching time. The memo says the bill related to funding would help school districts do their jobs to prevent obscene material from showing up in schools and school libraries. It adds, some might worry that the removal of exception will unleash waves of lawsuits against schools, but this is untrue due to provisions in current law. So what's the point then, fellas? The memo states that two layers of review, a DA and an attorney general, help ensure that only clear violations of the law result in litigation.
That's what we're going to have our district attorneys and our attorney general of the state of Wisconsin now is what, the arbiter of which books should be banned?
That's the book banning, umpires, as it were. With these protections, there should be no reason for a school employee to fall afoul of distributing obscene material. But if they do distribute obscene material, then parents should expect there to be accountability. Surely our school employees who are influencing the future generation of Wisconsin should not be immune to accountability. Book banning.
I'm so encouraged for our state. You know, if we could just ban more books and harden our thoughts against more all guns. Impurity.
Don't forget more guns.
Oh, more guns. Forgot about the guns. Come back. More Devil's Advocates. Your calls, 844-96-PARTY.
From our little corner of the world where the pack, the crew, and the bucks all.
Locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM. News, talk, and sports from Vesper to Plover.
Locally grown 1320 AM and 97.5 FM WFHR programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you. The Devil's Advocates Radio Show, the last segment of the day. If you got something to say, hit us up right now for your crudités at 844-967-2789.
I thought they were crudy takes.
Crudies takes. See, man? It all comes back around to Sports Talk Live.
Something like that.
My wife wants some vegetables for crudité.
You know what I mean?
Listen Monday through Friday from 4 to 6 p.m. for the Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Hi, it's Tori DeVito. In every family, small conversations can make a big impact. I grew up on tour with my parents. Kind of different, but we bonded over music just like other families do over sports, camping, or other interests. And we talked. Little everyday conversations from silly to serious that built a foundation over time. Honest conversations, like when my dad shared his experiences as an alcoholic.
Your honesty about that part of your life gave me a sense of integrity that I wanted to uphold in my own life. And I was so grateful that you and Mom had become these sober, stable people who were always there for me.
I wanted you to know from someone who's been in recovery more than 30 years now that hard work is what creates success, not alcohol or other drugs, whether it's music or anything else. I said it a lot, and I'm glad you took it to heart.
Talk, they hear you. For more information about talking with your kids about underage use of alcohol and other drugs, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
Having low income can mean making tough choices. Choosing between paying for food or medication or a place to live is a reality for many people. Do you know someone who could use some extra help? Find out about the Supplemental Security Income Program, SSI, administered by Social Security. You could receive monthly SSI payments if your income and financial resources are low and you are 65 or older, or an adult or child with a disability or who is blind. SSI is money you can use to help pay for basic needs, like putting food on the table, keeping the lights on, paying the rent. It can mean new shoes for growing feet or help with medical needs. Call 1-800-772-1213. Or visit ssa.gov/SSI to schedule an appointment or start to apply today. That's ssa.gov/SSI. This message produced by Social Security at U.S. taxpayer expense.
My name is Teresa Barber. I was in the United States Navy, and I served overseas in the Middle East and Africa. Early on in my career, I had a commander that taught our suicide prevention training, and the very next day, he took his own life. 90% of suicide attempts involving a gun are fatal. My way of continuing my service is to help protect my community by being a responsible gun owner and by storing firearms safely. Store all your guns securely. Help stop suicide.
Brought to you by End Family Fire and the Ad Council.
From the Civic Media News Desk, I'm Melissa Kay. Here's what you need to know. Last October, the Marshfield community lost a 16-year-old boy to fentanyl poisoning. Cam Kirschbaum was an avid skater, and friends and family created a wall of flowers and artwork at the skate park to celebrate his life. The city of Marshfield is replacing the graffiti with colorful artwork to remember Cam and help bring awareness to drug abuse and mental health. Councilmember Michael Riley is spearheading the project. It will feature an illuminated concrete wall at the skate park entrance with painted murals on both sides. A memorial bench and 25 pieces of artwork on the fence surrounding the perimeter will also be included. O'Reilly wants to include artwork created by community members with the goal to remind youth who use the park to make healthy choices and remember Cam. In sports, the Brewers beat the Cardinals last night 3-2. The rubber match is tonight. I'm Melissa Kay for Civic Media News.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Partly cloudy skies overnight with lows around 42. Southeasterly winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Highs around 74 tomorrow. Lows around 50 tomorrow night. Scattered thunderstorms likely. Low 60s Friday with a chance for scattered showers. Low 70s Saturday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently it's 49.
Tuesday, but apparently that's sort of ubiquitous. They think everyone should be able to market the Taco 2 for Tuesday or whatever,
like a 2 for Tuesday,
Taco Tuesday
instead of a Taco Tuesday.
Yeah,
I mean, so is 2 for Tuesday also a copyrighted, trademarked, whatever?
It should be
protected term. How about the Devil's Advocates? That should definitely be protected.
Except not for. It's not 2 for Tuesday. It's 2 for Tuesday.
Fur.
Two for Tuesday.
Two for Tuesday.
As Wisconsinites would say it.
Yes, that's the only appropriate way to say it.
844-967-2789. All Wisconsinites. Hell, you're welcome worldwide round here. Dean from Augusta. Dean, welcome. What do you got for us?
Hey, Dean.
Oh, hey, guys. I heard you talking about the time zone up in Michigan.
Yeah, how's that work?
About a I'd say about a third of the UP, the western third is central, and the rest is eastern. If you went straight north of Eagle River, got into Michigan about 20, 30 miles, then you'll run into the eastern time zone. It kind of runs like a snake up there. It's really kind of weird.
So like a few counties along the Wisconsin-Michigan border stay on central time like Wisconsin does.
Yes, yes.
Gotcha, gotcha. Yeah,
but Iron Mountain is central time zone. Apparently, I could have just Googled it. Hell, we
yeah, we got Dean though. He's telling him.
Come on, man. I could direct you, man. I could direct you.
We need some direction sometimes, Dean.
Dean, you ever get up to the UP? Because I like to venture up there every now and again. I wish I had time to go there this week.
I live about 2 hours away, and I vacation up there usually 1 week out of the year.
So how are you listening to us today, if I may ask, Dean?
I listen to the app.
Oh, well, you are one of
them. Since I'm driving all over the state, I don't have to switch radio station to radio station. I can just flip the app on and go all day long.
You're the smart one, Dean. Everyone should be like Dean from Augusta, know what the time zones are in the UP, and get the Civic Media app and listen frequently all around the state, right, Dean?
That's right. I listen every day I'm in the truck.
You are my hero, Dean. Thank you, sir.
Yeah, thanks, Dean.
844-967-2789. I'd like that guy from Melbourne, Australia to call in. But
what time is it there?
Well, it's got to be, yeah, what time is it there? What time zone are you in? I got to think that would be a long distance call, though. Don't do so. Don't call collect, anyways.
The internet says it is 7:36 a.m. on Wednesday, May 17th.
Could they tell us what happened tomorrow then?
That'd be great.
They're calling in from tomorrow, effectively, then, right? I won't even see 7:30 tomorrow morning. Well, maybe 8:15.
Oh, come on. What? How do you stay in bed when it gets light out so early, man?
Well, my one teenager who's home from college, well, I didn't say I wouldn't be awake earlier. I just wouldn't get up any earlier. Like I've been crawling back into bed and just pulling the blankets up. Yeah.
If I don't have to get man, you need a hug, bro. Come on, man. I love you, dude. It's all right. Get out of bed. I'm there with you. We'll go for a walk in the park. You know, we'll have a good time.
It's going to be a little cooler tomorrow.
Yes.
844-967. If it were raining, no reason to get up at all. 844. Except to do the show with you.
Oh, of course.
Except it'll be hump day or some other clever variation thereof. Got to think hard on that. 844-967-2789. Most of my prep is what to call the show. Today is a two for Tuesday edition. Scott from Madison, be a part of it. What do you got for us?
Hey, Scott.
So the time zone question is really about the concentration of Green Bay Packer fans and Red Wing fans in hockey. That seriously affects where your time zones are. There are some anomalies, like a place like Joe's Wax in Menominee, Michigan, where they root for the Packers and the Lions a little bit, but most of the UP, at least if you're in the TV zone of Green Bay, then you're on Central Time.
Well, and the other part is, if you're a Lions fan, they're not worth watching, and they've always got a noon Sunday start, 1 o'clock Eastern, noon Central Time. Well, the Packers are always at 3 or prime time. Man, we don't get stuck with that crappy noon slot.
Hey, Scott, what about the Red Wings? You said the Red Wings. So the UP, they got lots of Red Wing fans up there, right? I mean, Wisconsin doesn't have a hockey team, not a professional NHL team.
That is correct. But if the really, really most intense Packer fans, then you're in Central Time because you're with the Green Bay market.
Gotcha. And what if you like the Minnesota Wild? Then what do you do?
Who?
What's that?
Scott, appreciate your call. We'll take him here at 844-967-2789. Green Bay, named the best city to live in America, I believe, by U.S. News and World Reports. Steve calling from the best place to live in America. How you doing, Steve?
Hey, Steve.
Yeah, I think the person that was in charge of ranking us that talked to our mayor for a little too long. But anyways, what
the,
I have
the
to
current
say is,
one, Eric Gingrich, or the former one, Jim Schmidt?
Yeah. Oh, I don't know about Jim Schmidt. I didn't live here when he was mayor. But yeah. But that's what I have to say. Crew, you're not up at 8 o'clock in the morning?
Depends on the day. Depends on the day. Depends on the day. Some days I'm up late. Last night I was working on some banking stuff, so I was up late and I was, you know, had a hard time sleeping. I had numbers swirling in my head.
Like 1 a.m., 2 a.m.?
Yeah, 1 or 2, and then I wake up early and I have to use the restroom. But if the dogs aren't licking me or anything, then I crawl back under the covers.
Yeah, okay. Well, I mean, yeah, go to bed at 1 o'clock in the morning.
My youngest son leaves for school at like 8:07. So if I hear that door slam, I hop up quick and like try to yell, "Love you, son," out the window or something. So 8:07 is usually as late as I ever get up.
I kind of know what you're talking about, because when I wake up at 4 o'clock in the morning, my wife doesn't have to be up that early, and the process of getting out of bed without waking up my wife is a little difficult sometimes.
Have you considered separate bedrooms? That's what we do.
Separate beds, like old school style, you know, with the nightstand in the middle, like the old 50s shows.
No.
I mean, leave it to the Republicans, Steve. Sooner or later, that's going to be the next mandate coming down from the Republicans.
Remember when Dick Van Dyke and Mary Tyler Moore in the Dick Van Dyke Show, they had separate beds as a married couple?
Right.
I do. And this is what I have to say to the Republicans. You can stay off my books and off my wife. No regulation of either. No, thank you.
Well said,
Steve. Right on, Steve. And they claim to be the party of no regulation, right? But they certainly like to regulate some things. They just want to, you know, make you live the life that they mandate, not the one that you want, which is kind of antithetical to the whole human experience.
And Steve, I'm going to confess on myself a little bit. I kind of got hammer drunk at the Pfister on Saturday night. At this age, I'm still...
Oh, come on.
Like a Tuesday morning, like finally feel like rested and human by Tuesday.
I was feeling human. Well, welcome back to humanity, Crudy.
But we'll see what tomorrow brings. Might have to get drunk
right,
again
tonight. Another night.
It's a twofer.
It's a twofer, Crudy. If you never stop, you're never hung over. 844-967-2789. Could we talk about the book banning thing for just a little bit?
I thought you were going to go to the 18-1 brewer drubbing last night.
Ooh. Is that what it was?
18-1.
Yeah, I saw a little bit of it, but then...
They'd been hot. They just swept the series against the Royals, and then the Cardinals come to... in St. Louis. But we got tickets for next Monday's game, and don't forget to give them away in a timely fashion. But after an 18-1 loss, we might hold on to these tickets to Hump Day Wednesday. We don't want to give away 2-for-Tuesday tickets.
Why not? It's 2-for-Tuesday.
We could, I suppose. We can
That's
get okay.
The whole point.
Here's the deal. We got 2 tickets for next Monday's game. 2-for-Monday?
I don't know.
We got 2-for-Monday. Courtesy of our flagship brewer station, WISS, 1100 AM and 98.3 FM. 2-for-next Monday night. I believe that's a 6:40 first pitch. And I forget who's coming. Astros, maybe? Somebody's coming to town. Brewers better be back in their winning ways by then. But 844-967-2789, somewhere during the course of this show, and tell Ebone if you want the tickets. If I don't see I want the tickets in the queue, then I'm not even going to ask you about the tickets. But if you want the tickets, tell Ebone, and then we'll create an arbitrary contest. You better be clever. Better be funny. Funny is funny, right, Dom?
Funny is funny. That's what's great about funny. 844-967-2789. You know what's not funny? Republicans banning books. I mean, literally, they sent a memo out to their constituents, you know, painting this picture for them.
What book would you like to ban, Dom?
Imagine if your child came home with a book that described how to perform oral sex to your middle schooler. Imagine that. Well, is that what you're suggesting is going on? I just want to be clear here, because that's one thing to imagine.
Can you, which book?
Right. What are you exactly talking about? Because I don't remember those books when I was a kid growing up.
I got to think there's like a Judy Blume book or something they're trying to get to. I mean, there are books. I remember there were books by like Judy Blume that touched on, you know, kids coming of age and sexuality and topics of that sort. I don't know if you know this, Audrey, Jack.
Man. I mean, that's
I'm not suggesting they're obscene. I'm not some Republican trying to ban your book.
They're throwing this out there like, hey, imagine this terrible thing. You know, it's an orgy. Your kid's reading a book and it's a graphic novel and it's an orgy. Imagine that. Well, yeah, imagine that. But that's not what's happening. And the reality is the kids, everybody who's a young person becomes an adult, goes through the life's changes. And if you think just, you know, praying about it or ignoring it is any solution, I think you're wrong. Now, if you want to groom your child and your children and have them believe that everything that happens is simply because of God's will and not nature, and puberty is what, a gift from God. I don't know what you're going to tell your kids. But if you're not telling them, where do you expect them to get the information, if not a library? And let's be honest, based on the legislation that, you know, some of the Republicans are proposing as it pertains to apps, you know, your kids, if they got a phone, they're on it already. So you're already monitoring those things, right? I doubt it, because if you were, you wouldn't want the law, you wouldn't want the legislature to come up with laws for you, because you'd be already monitoring the situation, right? See what I'm saying? Well, they tell us when we were growing up, when cable TV came out, it was a big thing. Well, you turn off the TV. Just turn it off. All you do is turn it off. Oh, you can't do that. Yes, you can. You can. It worked for me. Well, it worked. I was denied television for a while. So I used to run home quick after school, apparently, and watch, like, you know, old reruns of Gilligan's Island or something. And I should have been, you know, outside playing. Oh, okay. But people are already there. You just turn it off, people. You are the teacher to your children.
Do you see some of those outfits Mrs. Howell was wearing? Damn.
Marianne or Ginger? I mean, I don't know.
Do you see Martha Stewart is the Sports Illustrated cover model at 82 years old?
I did see that.
Real quick, one of the books of Judy Blume that I think this is the one I meant, called Forever, a 1975 novel dealt with teenage sexuality. And I'm not going to go through the whole plot, but I don't know which book they meant, right? We don't know.
Oh, you just have to imagine.
Which book specifically Republicans want to ban, but if they ignore sexuality, then their children won't have children?
Well,
they found their old man's penthouse in the closet. You know how they learned about sexuality, that.
All right.
Or their mom's copy of My Body, Myself, or whatever it was called.
No, here was the list given to the Republicans. LGBTQ topics and characters, issues of gender identity and sexuality, and the burden of overcoming racial stereotypes and inequality. Can't have that.
Ignore it and it'll go away, Dom. Come back. We don't.
Your hometown station for news, talk, and sports. Locally grown radio is 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
She turned herself into a great mathematician. She masqueraded as a regular person at work, but as a superhero at home. Everyone knows her as Gabriella. I still call her Mom.
Your hero needs you now, and AARP is here to help. Find the care guides you need to help, complete with tips and resources, at aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Hey, Dan Kelly, you went around the state saying there had been fraud and the election should be overturned. You did that. You took $120,000 in pay from the Republican Party, not in a donation, pay. And the most recent payment was in December, and we don't know if you're still being paid. And you've been endorsed by some of the biggest election deniers in the state. And you're shying to me with, I don't know how I rule. I know how you'd rule. I know how you'd rule.
Matt Flynn Direct, weekday afternoons from 3 until 4 on the Civic Media Network and
and on the Civic Media app.
The Civic Media team would like to say congratulations. More than 200 Wisconsin businesses and nonprofits are receiving a free advertising campaign through our one-day $1 million advertising giveaway. If you missed out, our local sales team would still love to help you with your own campaign. Go to civicmedia.us and click on the sponsorship tab. Again, civicmedia.us and sponsorship. New and still growing. Advertise today with a Civic Media network of radio stations.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Lows around 36 overnight under partly cloudy skies. Winds out of the east around 5 miles an hour. A blend of clouds and sun tomorrow. High of 70. Scattered thunderstorms likely tomorrow night. Lows level off around 56 overcast. Upper 60s Friday and Saturday with a chance for scattered rain showers Friday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 36 degrees.
Broadcasting to southeast Wisconsin from Waukesha.
Broadcasting to the world.
On the Civic Media app.
This is the Shaw.
540 AM
and 101.1 FM.
WAUK.
When people try to sell books, they do all sorts of interesting, exotic things.
I don't know if you know the Devil's Advocates, but the show is kind of a big deal.
And people of San Francisco, who may not know it, but they are beautiful, and so is their city. This is a
and we are back. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Phone lines are open and giving away some tickets. It's a two for Tuesday for Monday's game. Next week, 844-967-2789. Houston Astros in Milwaukee taking on the Brewers.
And these are great seats, club seats, second row behind home plate. My father-in-law was bragging about them. He got to go to a off game on the company ticket. Someday we'll merit them. Someday we'll get to use the tickets.
I don't believe it.
And we'll tell you whether or not they're good seats. 844-967-2789. Drew likes tickets. Welcome. Oh, damn it. Where is he? Drew likes tickets. Welcome, Drew. What do you got for us?
Hey, Drew.
Hey, guys. How are you?
Good, man. Awesome.
Good. Hey, so here's the deal. I don't want to say which school district I work for, but I work for the schools, okay?
Yeah.
And this whole book banning thing is just another way to control what's in the schools. Because here's the deal, man. Every kid who's like middle school and above has a phone. And every kid with that phone can get pretty much any content they want through YouTube or any of the other things. That
Drew, do not tell Marjorie Taylor Greene she's got a real obsession about the porn sites, if you know what I'm saying.
Well, that's probably because she lives on them, right? I mean, the Bible Belt downloads the most porn in the country. So you know why she's going after them.
I suspect it has something to do with her ex-husband, but go back to the book banning. Tell us more about the book banning. Are they banning books or seeking to ban books in the district you may or may not work in, Drew?
There's been some, I guess I would say maybe some scuttlebutt, but no, like our Board of Education is pretty, I would say, not progressive but pretty open-minded, and their tune is more of, you know what, parents, know what your children are checking out and you handle it. It's not something for us that we need to be worried about.
Drew, what if the parents haven't actually read any of the books and they've got to rely upon, you know, Republican state legislators to tell them what books should be banned?
I mean, to rely upon the government to tell them what books their children should or should not read.
Well, you know what? That's just being lazy. You know, we have a good parent group. You know, we have about 1,000 kids in my school. We have some pretty in tune parents, and then, you know, we do have a few that aren't. I would say would rather have us be babysitters than educate their children. So, like, you know, they take the lazy way out. They read the clickbait emails and then get all sorts of, wound up about things that don't really even matter. And I just don't understand, because the Republican Party is the party of freedom and choice. And if you want to choose for your kids not to read those books, then know what they're checking out from the library. Just
Drew,
don't be lazy, you know?
I would prefer if my children read no books whatsoever, had no independent thought whatsoever. Drew, we always appreciate our educators, or at least those that claim to work in the district, but won't tell us which one. But if you stick around, we got two tickets, two for you. We got two tickets to the Monday Night Brewer game, courtesy of our flagship station, WISS, 1100 AM. Drew, if you turn them on, you can hear the Brewer game this evening, I think, right? Probably got another one against the Cardinals. Better play better.
I can't play worse.
844-967-2789. Fred from Cottage Grove. How are you, Fred?
Hello, Fred.
I'm doing good. Doing good. Thanks for the call. The game tonight, I heard they've forfeited. The Cardinals forfeited.
How so? They skunked us damn near last night.
It wore out because just so much running and everything else, and their leg cramps, and they're just not physically able to go.
Well, Fred, the Brewers might call you. They might need some relief pitching tonight. They didn't get any last night.
Yeah, right. Yeah, I'll give them some relief pitching between beers or something else. But I don't know if I can afford the beer down there anymore.
You got to go on two for a day.
Oh, yeah. Good idea.
That's a twofer.
Is that Monday?
I'm not sure. I'm not sure, Fred, if there is a deal on. I'm not clear. If there's a promotion to be had, Fred, we'll look for our especially cheap friends and tell them it's a twofer.
Okay, good. That's right, because you know what the heck. You guys have a good night.
Well, thank you, Fred.
Bye-bye.
Thanks, Fred. The beers, certainly in any of these events these days can get real expensive. So you tailgate a little bit. You bring your own 6-pack, bring your own 12-pack, whatever, bring your own bottle, which you're into, hang out, grill out, and then you go in and maybe you have a pop while you're there.
I would be an alcoholic, but I really can't afford to.
Right.
844-967-2789. Ryan from Madtown, how you doing, Ryan?
Hey, Ryan.
Hey, good. I'm doing well, guys. How about yourself?
Hanging in there. Fair to middling. The beautiful summer weather has already turned to gray, but, make us happy. Make me sunny.
Yeah. Okay, so I'm 48 years old, and I remember the whole Judy Blume thing and the uproar over the books back when I was in school. I forget what grade it was, but my take on it is, if you're a parent and you don't want your kid to read a certain book, then you stop your child from reading that certain book. You become a parent. You don't become a parent for all the other kids out there and make the choice for their parents. I can't advocate for this. I mean, it's like another parent is telling me and making the decision, trying to, of what my child can read or not, and that's not their job.
Ryan, I would be okay with my kids reading damn near anything in the written form. Even if there's a little profanity laced in there, a little quote-unquote obscenity laced in there. I mean, hell, you got to use your imagination. I had one of those already. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I'm the same way. I have a 19-year-old kid, and I can remember when he won an iPad in a contest at the age of, I don't know, it was like first generation, second generation iPad when it came out. Yeah. And I was kind of worried, what are you going to be accessing? And pretty soon, I'm overhearing him listening to videos of other guys playing video games. This is like a big thing. I probably still is, somebody playing Minecraft or somebody, something like that. And he's dropping F-bombs and, every once in a while. And I'm looking at him out of the corner of my eye. I'm like, what are you listening to? And he's like, I know what it means. And I know I'm not supposed to say it. So is it okay if I just listen to it? And I'm like, well, yeah, I guess so, as long as you understand the right and wrong of it.
Right. And
Ryan, do you swear in front of the kids?
Yes, I do.
That makes you a human being, Ryan. And if you hold tight, we got two for you too, man. Two more tickets.
Two for Tuesday.
It's a two for Tuesday, and we gave away all the tickets. Ryan,
The Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council present the story of Cynthia and Ed. My mother was always very active and independent, and she was familiar with her neighborhood. But one day, out of the blue, she stopped at the stop sign for much longer than usual. And she didn't know whether she should go forward or turn or just stay at the stop sign. She wasn't even really sure where she was at. She was very concerned. It was very unsettling for her.
It's important for you to talk to someone about it, to bring the family in on it. I felt so much better after my son told me, Mom, I don't want you to worry or be afraid. I'll be there for you and we'll figure it out.
When something feels different, it could be Alzheimer's. Now is the time to talk. Visit alz.org/ourstories to learn more. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.